Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Welcome to the Flight by Yuengling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show. Charlie Romeliotis here at the United Center, where the Blackhawks pick up a massive 3-2 overtime win over the Utah Mammoth to improve to 3-0 against Utah in this game. And how about it, Steve Conrad, number 91, scores the overtime winner in honor of our guy, number 19, Troy Murray, who was honored here at the United Center tonight. How fitting is that?
Yeah, poetic justice, right? That is fitting. And just an unbelievable job by the Blackhawks. Because, listen, they had every excuse in the world to say, hey, listen, sixth game in four nights. We played an overtime game last night. We flew 2.5 hours from Dallas. And they didn't have a great start in tonight's game. But the second and third period, that really started to tilt the ice in their favor, and a number of great opportunities. Great performances all around, really. All four lines really doing, contributing in their own way. Power play, of course, scores the goal. Penalty killing, perfect again. Really happy for Drew Commesso, too, because I know he had a shutout in his last game, but after that shutout gets sent back to the minors, doesn't let it bother him. Knows he's going to get another opportunity. He gets it, and he gets himself another win. So he's 2-1 in the season now. So good for Drew Commesso.
How about that? Yeah, and Frank Nazar, too, extends his point streak now to 4 games. You mentioned the numbers that Frank Nazar has over that stretch. Great to see him start contributing more for the Blackhawks. And you could tell that one meant something, too, to him. He had an opportunity earlier in overtime, a clear breakaway from maybe his own blue line, ends up mishandling the puck, and he just stared at the heavens after the penalty was called on Chicago that he eventually capitalized on the power play. And so nice to see him contribute after just getting a take two after that first one.
It's funny you said he had a breakaway from basically his own blue line. So sometimes when you have too much time, you start to think a little too much, and all of a sudden things don't go your way. And I think that puck just ended up rolling off his stick. So he got another opportunity on the power play, and good for him to bury it. He's got a great shot. He's got great speed out there. He just needs a little more confidence. And right now, I think he's, playing with a ton of confidence. We mentioned the 2 goals and 4 assists over his last, 3-4 games. Good for him, because that's going to help him in his progression in the NHL.
Let's recap overall the tone of the night. We came here up to the radio booth, and there are a bunch of flowers here from the Blackhawks organization. The Utah Mammoth were kind enough to have some flowers here, and then the Dallas Stars organization yesterday that we brought over back to Chicago. We have a Troy Murray jersey. There was a big Troy Murray banner hanging up right in front of us. Moment of silence before the game. Video tribute during the first TV timeout. I think in the second period they showed some highlights of his playing days, and so it was kind of a culmination. It was a roller coaster of emotions tonight, because it started the day kind of a little bit somber, missing Troy Murray's presence and his voice on a day like today, but kind of ends in a celebration with a big Blackhawks win.
Yeah, just the way he'd want it too. And we left his space open because, in deference to him, this is his spot. It's his chair, and it was his chair tonight, and it was his victory tonight, because that was a gutsy performance from this hockey team. Nobody loved hockey more than Troy Murray. He loved talking it. He loved playing it. It was a big part of his life, obviously. And what a great end to this evening that we honor Troy Murray. And in honor of his memory, the Blackhawks get a big win.
It was fitting, too, that Utah was in town, because on the other side of the broadcast booth, we had Nicky Olchek, who's obviously the son of the great Eddie Olchek, and he sat in this seat as well for Troy Murray when Troy was doing TV that one year. And then Mike Folta, who was the voice of the Rockford IceHogs for a couple years, is also a Utah Mammoth broadcaster for the radio. So it was kind of a cool full circle moment, and I'm glad Nick was able to be here as well. We talked to him in the second intermission. He was kind enough to pop over, and it was cool that they got to experience that as well, because I feel like they were part of this organization at one point, and especially Nick, tied to to Troy, especially the relationship that he had with Eddie, but also with his own personal relationship. It was cool that Nick was able to be here for this, too.
Yeah, and keep in mind, too, you know, Trey Murray, and I didn't get to play with Eddie when I got here. Eddie was traded, but he was part of that big line, the Clydesdale line, with Kurt Frazier and, of course, Trey Murray up the middle and Eddie Olczyk on the other wing. So they played together for a couple, 3 years, had a lot of success. And, yeah, good to see Nick and all the connect. You know, there's a huge connection between the Blackhawks and Utah, it seems, in the broadcast department.
No question. What is it about the Utah Mammoth that the Blackhawks 3-0 now, and then they got another game on Thursday against Utah? Hopefully they can go for the season sweep.
You know what? It's something that we talked to Wyatt Kaiser about, and he talked about being connected. And he said in the first period they weren't connected, and he was hoping they got connected in the second and third. And that's what they were. And that's what I noticed in that game in Utah, that they were coming up the ice as a unit. They were coming up with confidence. You know, they wanted the puck. They were making plays. And that's what happened in the second and third period here. So, you know, Utah's had a great season so far. I mean, they're in a playoff spot. I think they've exceeded probably their expectations, but for whatever reason, they just can't crack the nut that is the Chicago Blackhawks. And they've gotten really good goaltending, they've gotten good special teams, and some real solid efforts. And I mentioned it a few times, but six games in 10 nights is tough. And when you throw in travel too, and I mentioned five different cities over the six games, that takes a toll on your body, staying in hotels, staying in different beds, and then to come here tonight, today, to lay it on the line after kind of a, I'd say a so-so first period, and that was outstanding. And I think Jeff Blashill and the coaching staff is going to be real happy. The team should get the day off tomorrow. They'll practice the next day before they head off to Utah, and then Utah and Vegas. And I think this team's got to be feeling pretty good about themselves because they're the youngest team in the NHL now. We know that. They traded a bunch of their grizzled veterans, and they did it tonight basically for the first time since those guys have left. So, you know, good for the Chicago Blackhawks.
Steve, you did a fantastic job on the color today. And John Weideman, same with you. I know you still got your headset on. I know this probably was an emotional last 72 hours for the both of you. But, John, you called a great game. You did a great job in honoring Troy. And Steve, obviously, you did as well. But, John, I could see the emotion in your eyes right now. Just want to share some final thoughts on how the day went for you.
Roller coaster. Today wasn't that bad. When I got here, it started to get to, because I just started thinking of Troy the whole time. And, you know, Saturday was the hardest day of all, for obvious reasons. We had an opportunity on Sunday, Steve and I did, to get to Dallas and get that game in. We had the tribute to him on the air. I thought we handled that pretty well. Once you get involved in your work, you know, there's a sense of obligation that kicks in. Excuse me. And one thing I didn't share with the listeners that I'm going to share with them right now that I forgot. You remember that list I had? 30 points. 30. I could have done 150. But one thing I'm going to share with our listeners, take this to the bank. As long as I ever knew and worked with Troy Murray, we didn't take ourselves that seriously. We had a lot of fun, but we took our work very seriously. And I think that reflected in, you know, how we did things and the listenership and the fact that we had so many people that would come up to us and say, you know, when you guys do the radio, we feel like we're there. And that's a home run for me. That's a grand slam for me, and I know it was for Troy. So thank you, Charlie. It's been hard. I've never been through this before.
Right.
So we're kind of, you know, uncharted territory here, and I hope I'm not blathering on too long for the listeners. But the point is, this was a challenge, and Troy Murray would have been up to the challenge the whole time. Let's go.
And I will say, you nailed that overtime call for Troy Murray. That's going to be replayed a lot, and we are definitely going to air it later on in this postgame show. So great work by you both tonight.
Azar into the Utah zone. Drops the puck to Teravainen, now right corner. Whips it back up the boards. Bedard collects along the right half board. Now to Teravainen and Azar in the slot. And he scores! Hawks win in overtime! Azar let it rip from the high slot. This beats Vanacek cleanly. This one was for you, Troy. Hawks win in overtime 4-3, and the United Center erupts.
10 out of 10 call by our very own John Weideman in honor of Troy Murray, who the Blackhawks pick up a big 2 points. And How about Frank Nazar in this game? I thought he was one of the better forwards for the Blackhawks, not just scoring the overtime winner, but also his faceoff numbers were fantastic, winning 8 of 10 draws for an 80% success rate for the Blackhawks. So how about that? And then a four-game point streak now for Frank Nazar, 2 goals and 4 assists over that stretch. So 6 points in his last 4 games for Frank Nazar. I believe he went pointless in his previous 5. So it's great to see him start to turn the corner offensively and be more of the player that we saw in the first couple months of the season before he got injured. So great to see number 91 get the overtime winner in honor of number 19 for the Blackhawks. Let's get to tonight's ice times. Sponsored by Rogers and Hollins, the most trusted jewelry store in America for more than 115 years. It looks like Sam Rinzell was the minutes leader for the Blackhawks in this game. 23 minutes and 22 seconds of ice time. Connor Bedard was second on the team. Oh, nope, I lied. It was Ryan Green was second on the team. 21 minutes and 15 seconds. Right behind him was Connor Bedard at 21:06. Bedard, by the way, finishes with 2 assists. He had 11 shot attempts in this game, 5 of them on net. No other Blackhawk had more than 3 shots on goal. And the next highest Hawk in terms of shot attempts was Ilya Mikheyev with 5. So Connor Bedard, 11 shot attempts. Next closest Blackhawk, Ilya Mikheyev with 5. So Connor Bedard, number 98, was really feeling it again for the Chicago Blackhawks.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
The Blackhawks take down the Utah Mammoth for the 3rd time this season with a 3-2 overtime victory. The overtime winner was scored by Frank Nazar. And let's hear what number 91 had to say after this victory for Chicago.
I mean, Andre had that chance off the pass from you and missed, and then you had the breakaway in overtime. Yeah. Did it feel good to get that redemption at the end?
Yeah, the whole game up until he scored, I was like, you know, like it comes in pairs. Like, be ready. It's coming again after he missed that first one. And then he gets the second one and scores. And then same thing for me, get the breakaway. Fumble it, and then get another chance, right? So it comes in twos, and just be ready for that second chance.
It was especially sweet after the overtime loss last night to come back and get it in overtime tonight.
For sure. I think it definitely is. Especially the meaning of today's game with Troy Murray and everything. You know, he's definitely up there watching and guiding us, and he made a big impact on a lot of our lives and our organization. So to be able to get that one in a day like today is probably really good.
What do you make of how you guys responded after the first few minutes of that period?
Yeah, I actually thought we played really well whole game. Bits and pieces that we can clean up, but you know, I thought we came together, and I mean, we made a hard push in the third and had a lot of great chances. Didn't try not to give up much, and I don't think we did. And to be able to push that to OT and get that extra point was huge.
You don't seem to like these guys, and they don't seem to like you very much. And you got them again next. Yeah. What are you expecting on Thursday?
I don't know, we'll see. It's a mini series, right? So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a test. It's definitely something that we need to practice for the future, right? Playing teams more than once in a row. And it's definitely something we can learn from and you know, build some confidence with.
What goes through your mind when you fumble the puck like that? Like, all the crowd is on their feet expecting you to shoot.
I don't think I'm allowed to say that. I'm not. But, yeah, nothing good. Just glad I got a second chance, right? That's just be thankful for that.
It seems like your line has been doing pretty well. Do you feel like you guys are doing well together?
Yeah, I mean, I love playing with Bert and Table, right? 2 great players. We find ways to make plays, and you know, it's been a blast. Had a lot of chemistry with them last year in the beginning of the year, and you know, it's always fun to play with 2 great players.
Is Teravainen giving you any more spin passes?
Yeah, he has. I've been giving him a few more this time. Right? He's been scoring lately. So.
Do you feel like your individual game seems to be opening up a little bit more recently? You've been able to get on the score sheet a lot more?
Yeah, I think that it's been there. You know, I had a lot of meetings with Blash and coaches and stuff and talked about a few things personally. And then I think really, you know, executing on these opportunities that you get. And I think even games before where I haven't scored or pucks not going in or not getting the play to finish. You know, it's all been there, just a matter of, you know, that puck crossing the line. So I think, you know, keep my head high and staying humble and just continue to work and get better each day is the key.
Frank, what's it mean to play with somebody like Teravainen for as long as you have, and what's he kind of taught you this year as it's gone along?
It's a good question. I mean, I definitely think hockey sense is a big part. Spoke about it before, but like just how smart he is and how he reads the ice, man. It's like, I mean, I feel like he could play forever. It doesn't matter if he can't skate or he only has one leg. Like, I feel like he just reads the ice so well and has such a good touch that, like, you know, he could play wherever, anywhere, anytime. And that's a big thing. And learning to read off him and, you know, being predictable with him, it, you know, goes a long way.
All right, that was Blackhawks forward Frank Nazar, who scored the overtime winner in this game against the Utah Mammoth. Who else found the back of the net? Andrei Burakovsky, for the first time since January 7th, snapping a 19-game goal drought. Man, I imagine that felt good. Let's hear what Burakovsky had to say after this game.
That goal said it all, didn't it?
Jesus Christ. Thought I was going to slap my own head when I missed that first one from Frankie.
I was going to say, with that one, where you had that backdoor tap in and they hit the far post, you're just thinking, like, this is as bad as it gets. Like, this is
yeah, it's just, this is how life goes right now. no, but great pass from Frankie there. It's just, it's been hard. It's been hard to find the backdoor net. So, I was kind of annoyed when I missed that one. So, it was nice to see one going for once.
Blashill's really stood by you throughout all this and kept you on that top line and kept believing in you. What has that meant for you?
It means a lot. I mean, he's been amazing to me the whole year and shows a lot of trust and it's a really great coach and I enjoy playing for him, so thanks to him.
You guys have done pretty well against the Utah throughout this season. What is it about playing against them that it's worked so well?
Different things every night.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. You could say the same against, like, I think against Dallas we've been playing good against them too. I mean, some nights maybe we have a little more. I think today we fighting real hard, we battling and stood up for each other. You could sense that everyone really, really wanted to win. I think there's been a lot of games this year where it's been really tight and then we end up losing at the end or overtime or whatever. So we wanted this one. We want to win every game, but we want to come back in front of our fans. I think they deserve it. They've been great all year. So
you got them again next. It's getting scrappy out there. Do you expect that one to be even, you know, maybe a little more heated?
I mean, I really see how the game plays out, but I mean, it's part of the game. It's fun. It's fun to get in there and start pushing each other a little bit. So yeah, I mean, it's fun.
Is that your first lacrosse style goal at any level?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you want to call it that. I don't know. half one. Yeah, it is.
Even though you haven't been producing, have you still felt like you've been
feeling
good on the ice?
Yeah, I'm looking at it more as if I'm creating chances. There's been a lot of times where maybe I could have walked away with more, and I think I just look at it as long as I create. I'm feeling good about myself, that it took this long. I mean, I don't want that for sure, and it sucked for sure, but there's been a lot of games where I felt really good, creating a lot of chances, setting up my line mates and teammates, and so I haven't really got down on myself in that way. They're coming eventually, and like I said, the only thing I'm focusing on is I'm fine as long as I'm creating chances.
All right, that was Blackhawks forward Andrei Burakovsky talking about his goal drought finally being over. The third member that I didn't mention who found the back of the net, and it was the first Blackhawks goal of the game, Andrew Mangiapane, his first in a Blackhawks sweater. Ryan Donato kind of fired the puck towards the net, and Mangiapane literally just kind of banked off of him and went in. So, I don't know, good things happen when you go to the net. So it's great to see him get his first in a Blackhawks sweater. And then lastly, Drew Commesso started in net for the Blackhawks because Spencer Knight was out with an illness for the third straight game. I thought he was solid in this game. Made 22 saves on 24 shots. Second career NHL win. So congratulations to Drew Commesso. I thought he was really good in this game. The Hawks take down the Utah Mammoth 3-2 in overtime. Frank Nazar scoring the OT winner. It's time now for a Blackhawks prospect update. Let's check in on our next generation of players, sponsored by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. Let's do an update on Merrick Van Acker, 2024 first-round pick by the Blackhawks. He had his six-game point streak snapped yesterday, but he did have four goals during that stretch. He's up to 73 points and 43 goals in 55 games this season. His 43 goals leads the entire OHL. Jack Pridham, Blackhawks prospect, is right behind him at 42. So 1-2 among Blackhawks prospects in the goal lead for the OHL. Time now for tonight's next game preview, sponsored by Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. Hawks are going to get a rematch against the Utah Mammoth on Thursday in Utah at 8 o'clock. We'll have the pregame show at 7:30. It's a mini two-game road trip for the Blackhawks. The Utah Mammoth are in Minnesota tomorrow, so they'll have a game between now and Thursday. The Hawks will have an off day tomorrow, return to practice on Wednesday. Before we close out, I do want to provide an update. We're not able to play Blackhawks head coach Jeff Blashill's media availability postgame, but he did reveal that Oliver Moore will miss significant time, and they'll know more in a few weeks what exactly the timeline is going to be. That's a really tough blow for the Chicago Blackhawks, Moore. I mean, this was some valuable time for him to be in Chicago and getting some NHL minutes, but it sounds like he will not be available probably for the rest of the season, and then we'll know more in the summer. So that's a really tough blow for the Blackhawks, but hopefully it's not too serious for Oliver Moore as far as lingering into potentially next year.